Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners and managers, we're all having a little bit of an issue hiring team members, attracting them to your restaurant, getting them excited about signing up and coming to work. So in this video, I want to address a way to get them a little more excited. I want to address what I call the first conversation after the interview or after, maybe even before the interview, but the first conversation that you have with a new potential recruit and how important that conversation is. It's coming up right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com and scalemyrestaurant.com. Like I also mentioned, I'm an author. If you haven't gotten a copy of Make It Happen yet, go ahead and grab a free copy of Make It Happen on our website at therestaurantboss.com. Completely free copy. All you have to do is pay a couple dollars for shipping anywhere in the world and we'll get that book out to you immediately. So I want to talk about that first conversation. This popped into my head about 2 months ago. I was having a conversation with a manager at a very successful pizza restaurant, but they were having a really hard time hiring drivers. Now, I know this restaurant. I know the owner very well. I've worked with them for 3-4 years. Their sales are just bonkers for how small their restaurant is. I know the management team very well. I know how great it is to work at this restaurant and how much money drivers can make in just a few hours. But most drivers are used to working in restaurants that aren't very organized, don't have a lot of systems. Maybe they don't make that great of money. So applying to this restaurant to them is the same as applying to any other restaurant. So they came in with this whole list of demands of, well, I can't work weekends. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And so they had a really hard time hiring people until we shifted it a little bit. This is an old sales trick that you'll learn in any kind of sales training. But what I want to teach you here is how to get your prospect excited, how to get them to the point where they're almost begging you to hire them instead of right now you're begging them to come to work. We're going to switch it around a little bit. And here's what we're going to do. I want you to think about why it's awesome to work at your restaurant. And here's a little hint. If you can't think about why it's awesome to work at your restaurant, then you need to stop this video right now and go figure that out. And if it's not awesome to work at your restaurant, go make it awesome. Because at the end of the day, if it's not awesome to work at your restaurant, you're gonna have a hard time hiring. You're gonna have a hard time finding staff, hiring staff, and keeping staff. So this is all based on the premise that it's already awesome to work at your restaurant compared to working at other restaurants or even other jobs. But like I said, at this place, it's very organized. They make a lot of money in a very short period of time. So it's an awesome place to work if you're looking for a driver position at a pizza restaurant or any restaurant. So we have to communicate that. So we totally switched the process. Instead of this big, long application and scheduling an interview and all that stuff, we basically just had a name and phone number. And as soon as a manager got a message through their website or a text message or however they got a message that someone was interested, we called them up right away or we sent them a text message or something that basically said like, hey, you have 2 minutes to chat. We get on the phone with them and here's basically roughly how the conversation went. Let's assume that the applicant's name is Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, this is Ryan from Pizza, whatever. I just got a message that you're interested in a job as a driver. Hey, can you come into the restaurant tonight for like 5 minutes? I'll buy you a slice of pizza, but I want to be totally honest with you. We need drivers and we need them fast, but I also want to make sure that we're only talking to the best drivers available because we deliver to a very high-end clientele and we are a very busy pizzeria. So drivers at our restaurant make a lot of money. They make more money driving at our restaurant in less hours than any restaurant in the area. In fact, we guarantee that. So can you come in tonight just for 5 minutes before we do an application and a detailed interview? I just want to make sure that this is the right job for you. We just totally switched it. We just switched it around. Rather than us trying to find a time and them saying, oh, well, I'm busy and this, and we're almost begging them to come in, we basically just said, this is the best job available and here's why. Can you get in tonight? And now what happens is it works magic. Now they're like, yeah, I mean, I think I had, but it's just going to take 5 minutes. Yeah, it's just going to take 5 minutes. Okay, I can come in tonight. Or they'll say something like, well, I can't come in tonight, but I can come in first thing tomorrow. Now they're almost begging for the job. You're going to make the most money in the least amount of hours working for us. You're going to have the most fun, all the great things about working here. They want the job really, really bad at this point. So now they come in, they're almost begging us to give them the job. We made this change about 2 months ago, and we went from needing like five drivers to getting all the positions filled in the matter of like a week. And it had taken us a month to 2 months to hire one driver previous to that because of all the crazy challenges that we're going through right now. So again, this is about flipping the script. If you're interested in more training on this particular topic on how to attract more and better applicants at the Restaurant Boss membership, so if you go to therestaurantboss.com and then click on become a member or membership or learn more about the membership, something like that, we'll put the link below also. If you become a member, you can watch this training, the full 1 hour training that we did for members last month, or you can also watch all the previous trainings that we do live for our membership, plus any future trainings we do live. And then you also get access to Scale and Restaurant Manager Certification and Ghost Kitchen Bootcamp and special webinars and all kinds of amazing things if you are a member at the Restaurant Boss. But most importantly, you get those past trainings, those new live trainings every month, plus once a month, you get to get on a call with me and I get to answer any questions that you have about anything at all related to your restaurant. So I hope you enjoyed this week's video and I look forward to bringing you another great video just like this one. My name is Ryan Gronfin, and remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. Get a copy of the book. Jump in our membership. I'll see you at therestaurantboss.com. Have an absolutely amazing day. And remember, I love all of you crazy restaurant people. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.